Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It is December 7th, 2018. Automation and sources of truth are on my mind. In weekly show 402, Ken Salenza from Network Decode came on the Packet Pushers Network to discuss network automation frameworks. And in that conversation, he shared the idea of sources of truth, where automation tools need to go to a single source of truth for any aspect of the infrastructure we needed to know about. You might have several truth sources, one for each kind of information, but for a given kind of information, there's only going to be one truth source. In the last month, I have chatted with Blue Cat Networks a couple of times. You can see some of those sessions by searching for Blue Cat and Tech Field Day on YouTube. Blue Cat is a DDI company, that is, DNS, DHCP, and IPAM services combined into a unified platform. DDI by itself, not that exciting, but Blue Cat grabbed my interest because of the capabilities they wrap around their DDI information. The platform is automation-friendly, making Blue Cat a great candidate to be one of the sources of truth that automation tooling needs. Blue Cat is an API-capable product. That is, there is a full API that developers can leverage to get information in and out of Blue Cat. That's good and even necessary for a modern IT shop, but Blue Cat has gone even further. Blue Cat offers a free add-on product to their DDI platform called Gateway. Gateway is a platform customers can use to create their own custom APIs that make sense for their business. Put another way, Gateway provides a REST API endpoint for other applications within the business to talk to. You might go, well, why do I need that? Because I've got the full Blue Cat API. Well, the full Blue Cat API is heavy, it's very capable, there's a ton of features and parameters, and to use it well, it requires a decent understanding of how DNS, DHCP, and so on actually work. Gateway enables a business-centric interaction with Blue Cat DDI data, streamlining the whole process. Figure out how your company executes a process and use Gateway to build an API that exposes just the parameters required to get the Blue Cat-related part of that process done. For example, you might create an API called Move Server that might do a bunch of different things within Blue Cat, like free up the old IP, assign a new IP, and update the DNS hostname. The custom Gateway API shares just the minimum number of parameters required to kick off a process that will get those steps done. You might think of Blue Cat Gateway as an abstraction between business intent and specific execution. I wouldn't want to call it intent-based networking, but there are comparisons we could make. Upon the foundation of customized business logic-driven APIs, Gateway builds workflows. That is, as information flows into and out of Blue Cat via the Gateway APIs, Gateway can also populate other systems. For instance, it's possible to integrate with ServiceNow so that steps of the process can be reviewed and approved if needed. That workflow can also include validation, querying the infrastructure to be certain that the request was fulfilled as intended. Blue Cat mentioned that auditing is a use case frequently cited by customers, sanity checking that deployments are compliant to a set of business rules. For many engineers, APIs and business logic sounds intimidating. Blue Cat recognizes this and offers several resources to help folks get started with Gateway. The first is that Gateway is just a Docker image out in a public repo. With one command, Gateway can be downloaded and fired up. The second is that Blue Cat has a GitHub repository called bluecatlabs/gateway-workflows. This GitHub repo is community-driven, where folks can share their work with other Gateway users. The third resource is Blue Cat training. Blue Cat believes that if traditional engineers aren't able to handle at-scale operations, their companies aren't going to wait for them. They'll find some way to get the work done, leaving that engineer behind. Blue Cat is helping traditional administrators through education about automation. Blue Cat also points out that Python and the related frameworks used by Blue Cat are commonplace in the industry. That means that engineers learning how to automate with Blue Cat and Gateway are investing in their own futures. The skills gained are mostly portable. The final resource I'll mention is that Blue Cat works closely with their customers to build out the customized, business-driven automation that we've been discussing. This is how Blue Cat ensures success using their platform. Many of the folks responsible for DDI just don't have the automation skills yet to do this work on their own, and that help from Blue Cat is critical in my point of view. It demonstrates to me that vendors are starting to grasp that having an API is not enough. Practitioners need to understand how to consume that API effectively. If a vendor isn't going to provide a tool that consumes the API, then the vendor needs to come alongside their customer to help them do it. For more information, head up to bluecatnetworks.com, and that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member and support us directly at ignition.packetpushers.net.